This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A new report reveals fewer than one in four GP clinics will bulk bill every patient who walks through the door. By bulk billing, doctors bill Medicare instead of the patient, so there is no out-of-pocket cost for a visit to the doctor. A total of 514 clinics across Australia that bulk billed all patients at the start of the year had stopped by November 2023. Online healthcare directory CleanBill contacted more than 6,800 clinics across Australia for its report, finding that the national bulk billing rate for doctors accepting new patients now sits at 24.2%. Average out-of-pocket costs for a GP visit are highest in New South Wales, ACT and Tasmania. US Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with Qatar's Prime Minister Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani in a diplomatic meeting to discuss efforts to prevent the spread of regional conflict. Qatar's Prime Minister says the killing of a Hamas leader by an Israeli drone strike has affected Doha's ability to mediate between the Palestinian group and Israel. During the meeting, Antony Blinken told Arab leaders that Washington opposes the displacement of Palestinians from Gaza and the West Bank, saying Palestinians must not be pressed to leave Gaza.
We reject the statements by some Israeli ministers and lawmakers calling for a resettlement of Palestinians outside of Gaza. These statements are irresponsible, they're inflammatory, and they only make it harder to secure a future of Palestinian-led Gaza, with Hamas no longer in control, and with terrorist groups no longer able to threaten Israel's security.
A man has been charged with murder after a fatal house fire in Tasmania. Police and emergency services were called to Sanders Street in the northern suburb of Glenorchy on Friday after reports a house was on fire and a body was found inside the residence. A 40-year-old Newtown man was taken into custody on Friday afternoon and formally charged with murder on Sunday night. He will appear before Hobart Magistrates Court on Monday. Police are still appealing for information or CCTV footage from anyone who lives in the vicinity. 8 people are in critical condition in hospital after a suspected drug overdose at a rave in Melbourne. The overdoses are prompting calls for pill testing facilities in Victoria, as well as better drug education. Paramedics on scene at the Hardmissen Festival in Flemington treated the 8 before they were sent to hospital. The drugs involved are believed to be MDMA derivatives. A Victorian government spokesperson said there is no current plans in place to trial pill testing in the state. 2 hikers have died after being struck by an avalanche in the Italian Alps. Italy's air rescue team says they have found the bodies of 2 hikers close to the border with Switzerland. Alpine rescue group CNSAS says one body was found buried in the snow while the other was being recovered from a lake. The victims have not been identified. To soccer now, Matildas captain Sam Kerr will almost certainly be ruled out of playing at the Paris 2024 Olympics after the star striker suffered an ACL injury during a training camp in Morocco. Matilda's manager, Tony Gustafsson, says the injury is devastating considering how hard she has worked to return to play. Kerr is the leading women's player to have suffered an ACL injury, which officials say is rarely fully recovered within 9 months of rehabilitation. I'm Peggy Giacomelos, and that's SBS News in Easy English.